Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Beloved in the Lord, the Sabbath is past. The sun is set. The third day has begun. The women take courage, while the men cower in the upper room. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome buy spices, and early in the morning make their way to the tomb. Love for Jesus compels the women to pay homage one last time. Love for self confines the men in the upper room. But neither can get to Jesus. The tomb has been sealed. A stone blocks the women's entrance. The doors have been locked. Fear prevents the men's exit. Either way, neither the men nor the women can get to Jesus. Such is the depravity of man. Despair hides, and our efforts fail. There's no bringing our offerings to Jesus. There's no coming to Jesus. Not the way we want, nor the way we think. The stone is in our way, and the doors are locked. The world we live in is under a curse. The wages of sin is death. Jesus died. Jesus died on the tree. Cursed is the man who hangs on the tree. Jesus' death is a cursed death. That's what the women saw and what the men heard. That's what history records. That's what the evangelists report. So why go? Because the Sabbath has ended. And it's the third day. Whether they know it or not, whether they believe it or not, it's the third day. And God has promised great and glorious things on the third day. Who will roll away the stone then? The women go to the tomb as though the stone were already rolled away. They acknowledge its presence, but they press on anyway. It's Jesus they long to see, and the stone is not going to deter them. Only faith, beloved, only faith, however small and weak, could empower the women in this way, and only faith can press on in the face of such obstacles. We should give pause and examine the faith of our hearts tonight. Do we live as though the stone is not rolled away? For beloved, if the stone is not rolled away, then Jesus is still dead. And if Jesus is still dead, then we're still in our sins. Are we living in our sins? Are we living as though Jesus were still dead? Do we live as though sin has dominion over us? The spirit may be willing, but the flesh is weak, and too many of us have embraced the weakness and indulged the flesh. We live as though death were still a tyrant, and we the object of its wrath. We're not bold like these faithful women. We're timid. We're frightened. We're afraid to be numbered at times with a crucified Jesus. At times we're ashamed to be called by his name. We're worried what people will think about us. We're afraid to be labeled as bigots, homophobes, haters, anti-science, anti-progress, anti-choice, anti-sex. We care more about what others think than what Jesus thinks. We worry more about being on the right side of history rather than the right side of eschatology. No matter what the reason, each prevents us from getting to Jesus because each is a stone rolled in front of our hearts or a bolt blocking the doors of our minds. Stones need to be rolled away. Doors need to be unlocked. Obstacles need to be overcome. Look at these women. They press on towards the tomb, their love for Jesus compelling them to go against all reason and every earthly hope. They press on, and they find that he's not there. The stone is moved, and the tomb is empty. The world has changed, and the women now are even more afraid. What does this mean? You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, the angel says. In other words, you seek the one who was put to death for sin. You still think sin has teeth and death has power, but take heed. Christ was crucified. He took on the savage beast, and he allowed it to wrestle him into the tomb. He turned the other cheek. He gave his beard to be plucked, his brow to be pierced, his back to be striped. He gave his life into death so that death would be destroyed by his death. Surely the law stung him, and death swallowed him, and Jesus hooked the serpent with his flesh. Like Jonah, he entered the belly of the earth, and like Jonah, he was given back as conqueror. Jesus is not here. He's risen.
Hallelujah.
The tomb is empty. The grave is powerless. Sin is put down. Death is vanquished. Hell is plundered. Satan is defeated. There's nothing, beloved, nothing to stand between you and your Creator. Behold, the stone has been rolled away. And though Jesus is not amongst the dead things of this world, there is a place to find him. The women and all disciples are directed to the place of his promises. In our text, that place is Galilee, as Jesus goes before them. But here, for us, tonight, that place is the altar, the font, and Holy Scripture. Behold the place where he lay. He's there in bread and wine, with body and blood, to deliver his victory into your hearts. And look to the font. The Savior who once walked on water promises to trample underfoot the great Leviathan and deliver his children from the perils of their sins. Lend your ears to the divine words of absolution. For where Jesus' forgiveness is given out, it is a sure and certain word, a very present help in trouble, a key to unlock the doors of the despairing. Through these, the Savior gives, strengthens, and increases faith, while at the same time stilling our anxieties, straightening weak knees, encouraging timid hearts, quickening smoldering wicks for service in his kingdom. Receiving these gifts, we're sent out. We're sent out with the women to tell the good news, to tell the deniers and the betrayers, the sinners and the tax collectors, the prostitutes and the sodomites, whoever crosses our path. Sin no longer has dominion. The righteous one has prevailed. Death has no teeth. Let him dare sink his teeth into us, for we have a God who has risen from the dead. The grave has no sting. Rather, we have a God who soothes our wounds with divine words and holy food from his altar. And the law has no power. For a word greater than that of our accuser has been spoken. The doors are unlocked. The stone is rolled away. The tomb is empty. The world is changed. Life is new. Go, beloved, go and tell. Go and make the good confession. Go and fight the good fight of faith. Go and press on towards the goal. Go and do not be afraid. Do not be anxious. Don't be timid. But believe, beloved, believe that every day is the third day. And God works great and glorious things on the third day. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The peace of God surpasses all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.